When a person wants to make a korban oila, he should not say the word Lashem oila, or else Lashem mincha, Lashem toid, Lashem shlomim. He should not say that way, but rather you should say the opposite. You say oila Lashem or mincha Lashem. How do we know that? Tamulayim, the pasuk says korban Lashem. You see, the Torah went out its way to always say the word korban first, and not to say the word Lashem first. Because if you say the word Lashem first, Lashem oila, we have to be afraid maybe sometimes you'll stop after the word Lashem and you won't finish saying Lashem oila. You'll just say the word Lashem, Hashem Shemayim Levatolo. Therefore, the Torah Badatka puts the word Korban first. You're supposed to say Korban Lashem. The Kal V'chayim now. U'mazeh sh'loi niskavan el lahaski Hashem Shemayim al ha-Korban. Here the person, Mamash, wants to make a Korban. And the Pasuk says, don't say Lashem oila, but rather say Oilu Lashem is Amru Torah. Korban Lashem, you should say the word Korban Lashem. Levatola, in our case, we only make it a neder. With the question, maybe it'll be Levatola, is a lachas kama v'kama. For sure, that's what Shlokish is svarah, that the Chum do not want you to make a neder with a lashon of kikizah also like a Korban, because maybe you come to say Korban Lashem, maybe you'll say Lashem by itself. So therefore, the Chum made up a substitute that whenever you want to make a nether and be matzvesit in a korban, don't say the word korban, but use these kinuyim. Now the Gemara says, v'lei mekatanoi. Let's say this machlokes Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. These losh l'shoynes of substitutes, are they a strange goyish language, or are they a losh nechum made up? Let's say it's a machlokes tanoi, machlokes v'shamim v'shilu. What's the tanoim? V'shama yomrim kinuye kinuyim asurim. A substitute for a substitute. We'll soon see what that means. A double nickname or a double slang language. Not only you say koinach, but you say even a slang of koinach. Like we have koinom, koinach, and koinos. That's a slang or the substitute for korban. A substitute for substitute would be even a more of a slang, less than that. So it's a machlokes. If somebody says, we'll soon see what it is. But if somebody says these types of words, so veshama yirmim asurim, it's also a lashon of a korban. That the neder is chal. Well, they still learn him now. Kinuye, kinuye mutarim. If you use a double substitute, that's mutter. So what's the machlokes tolian? My love, isn't it? Man diyame kinuye, kinuye masurim. According to Beis Shammai, that even a double substitute, a double slang language, is also kesavar kinuyim loshen umasein. That these kinuyim apshat is, it's a language. So maybe if you have a double slang language, it's still a language though. It's Spanish. There's a Spanish way of saying it, and then there's a slang in Spanish how to say it. But they're both Lashonis Umais, that's why it's Chal, according to the Nether. But Ulaman Diyama Mutarim, but according to Beis Hillel, maybe he holds, you know what, these say that Kanuyim are these substitutes. It's not a new language, but rather Kesava Loshin Shebodul Em Chachomim. This is a Loshin that Chachomim made up. So Chachomim made up Adafka, these three words are what you're supposed to use for Korban. And if you use a fourth, a fifth, or sixth word, that's not what the Chum made up. Therefore, Beis Hillel says a double slang, a double substitute is no good. The Chum said only to use either koinach, or koinom, or koinos. Those are the words to use. But to use a different slang, the Chum did not make it up. So here, that's the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if kinuyim are usur or not. So Gemara says no, could be no. I tell you, Lord, maybe not like that. The kunuyam, everybody kinuyim loshen umesein. It could be everybody holds taka like Reb Yechid. Of course, that's the way we paskin. That kinuyim is taka, a slang, English language. It's a goyish language. It's loshen umesein. That's what it is. If so, uveisham isavri behani nami mishto yumas. So uveisham isvari is, this is also part of a slang language. The goyim also talks this double slang. So it's also a good loshen for korban. Such a slang, we'll soon see what they are. Goyim, even the Goyim don't talk that way. That's the machlokes, kinuyim, kinuyim. Such a slang language, is it still called part of the language? Or maybe it's so slang, it's not called part of the language. The voice of another Teretz HaKatayim like this, that Beis Shammai Savri, Kazrinan, kinuyim, kinuyim, Mishum, kinuyim. Even the opposite way. Push this, boy is saying it goes according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. No matter how you learn, you say the kinuyim. But if you want to tell me a svara that kinuyim should not be usur, but I tell you, Beis Shammai Savri is gazrinan kinuyim, mishum kinuyim. Beis Shammai says it's a gzeri midrabbonin. Like even though really midiraisa should not be a kinuy, but I call upon him midrabbonin to make a gzeri, it's good. Or Beis Hillel Savri, loy gazrinan kinuyim, mishum kinuyim. They still said, no, you don't make such a big gzeira. Without these slang languages, people don't talk that way. So Mela is not a good Lashon. Therefore, we don't make any gzeiras. So it could be that's the machloikis. Minagav, the Karanari, has the kasha. Nechur, we're talking about these kenuyim, could be negayat to nisi deraisav. You have to bring a korban or not. Like, nechur, these kenuyim is negayat if you become a nozer or not. If you become a nozer, you're going to have to bring a korban. So how could you say it's a gzeirim in the rabbonim to make yourself into a nozer? If you do become a nozer, lechura, you have to bring a korban. Midirabon, you can't bring kabonis. Vaychun lazora. So how does the Gemara say, according to Beis Shammai, that's only called gzeira l'gzeira? Mashmir, really kenuyim, kenuyim, such a slang language, goyim don't talk. It should not mean to be a nozer. Just a chum and made a gzeira l'gzeira, that if these words won't mean nozer, they'll think a regular kinu also is no good. But lechura, it's only midirabon, the Karanar asks, how could there be a nozer midiraisa? They have to bring kabonis. So he wants to say it again, like the Ran Svara, that once the Chachamim made the Gezerah, and they said that these Kina Kenuyim are also Lashonis of Nazir, so now it goes into a regular Lashon. That's called language. Again, language means anything that people make up. If you say this word, it means something, that's called a language. So Melech, the Chachamim now, after they made the Gezerah, is that the Chachamim made up that this double slang is a good Lashon to mean a Naziris. So somebody says, we'll soon see what the words are. If somebody says Shukuel, somebody says these modern Lashonis, once the Rabbanan said, Kinuya, Kinuya Marosar, it's the Chlal Lashon now. Why did the Rabbanan say it's Osar? Because of the Gzera. But once the Rabbanan said it's Osar, now it's called Haskama. Everybody agrees that's a good Lashon for Naziris, therefore you are a Nazir Midirais. Yeah, who goes according to right? Even according to Rabbi Yechon, right? But that's the way possible in Rabbi Yechon, right? Now the Gemara says, Heichidami kinui kinuyim. What's the case? What are these cases of this double slang in the Dorim of a Neder? So Tony Reb Yosef, Mekanmono. You don't say koinach, but you say mekamnono. Or else mekanachno. Or else mekanasno. These are called kinui kinuyim. And Lalocha we hold like Bestilo kinui kinuyim amuter. That's not a good lashon for a Neder. Heichidami kinui kinuyim decherim. What's called the double slang? Tony Mafsho, you said Mafsho, Reals Charakim, Charafim. These are double slang for Cherim that we hold as Mutter. What's called Kina Kinuyim de Nazirus? Tony Rabbi Yosef, Mechaz Kano, Menaz Chano, Mafichno. These are Lashonis double slang for Nazirus. That according to Beis Shammai, it's also according to Vesil, it's Mutter. E boy, we have a question like this now. Mifchazano Mai. What does that mean? Mischazana mai, misazna mai. Is these called kinui kinuyim or not? Omar le Ravina Ravashi, kinma mai. Somebody says kinma. What does that mean? Koinim komar. Does it mean a lashon koinim tasa with a neder? Or dilma kinman desim komar. It means a spice. Omar le Ravacha bread Ravchida Ravashi, kina mai. Somebody says the word kina. Kina shel tanagolim komar. Does it mean the nest for the birds? Or dilma lashon the koinim. Is Tiboy marbleized by Suffolk? Tiboy here in the door means like a teiku, marbleized by Suffolk. So some of first from Esther Fakasha. Nuchur, according to Vesilo, there should be no Shaila. Vesilo Paskin is that Kine Kinuyim Amutar. Nuchur, these are Shailas, so these words go into Kine Kinuyim. That's only a Shaila according to Veshamai, not according to Vesilo. So Nuchur, it's Lulu Vakasha. And we Paskin, like Vesilo, it's Lulu Vakasha, why the Gemara even goes into these Shailas? What's called kinuye kinuyim de shvua? Hechidami. What's called a double slang for shvua? Somebody says the word shvuel. Shvuel, that I will not eat bread today. Shvusiel, that I will not eat bread today. Shukokiel, that I will not eat bread today. For at the Gemara, shvuel. That's the name of a person. Shvuel ben Gershom Hashem. Names of a person. So the name of a person is not a kinu for shvua. Ela meant to say this. Shvuvel. That's a double slang. Say shvuvel. Or El Shavusiel, or El Shekukuel. These are Shailas, these are called Kine Kinuyim, that according to Beis Hillel, it's Mutter, according to Beis Shammai, it's awesome. But it's Omar Shmuel. Omar Ashifta, Lo Yom Aklum. Somebody says the word Ashifta, that's not even a Kine Kinuyim, that's nothing. Ashkiko, Lo Yom Aklum, also means nothing. Karincho, Lo Yom Aklum. These are not Kine Kinuyim, they mean nothing, and not awesome. Then the other Mishnah says, Noda b'moyu. If you make a neder in Moshe Rabbeinu, harei elu kinuyim. That's called the good kinuy for a shvua. So, Tanya, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leiner, hoime b'moyu v'stam, you say in Moshe Rabbeinu lo yom aklum. That means nothing. But if you say, memumso, the Yom HaMoyu, with the Shavua that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Hareye Lukinuyim L'Shavua. That's a good key of L'Shavua. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did make a Shavua, that the Ran brings down. Pasuk says, Vayoyo Moshe L'Sheves Asish, that over Shua Shanishpa Moshe, Moshe made a Shavua. So maybe somebody says that I should be also, like the Musna, with a Shavua, the Yom HaMoyu that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's called the good Kinuy for Shavua. Right, Ho'aymer, somebody says like this, Ho'aymer Lachulin. Ram says, with a patach under a lamit, Lachulin Sheikh L'chor. Means to say, it should not be chulin, your food. So in other words, I must teach your food. I'm like saying, your food should not be chulin, but should be yasa to me. Loi kosher, your food should not be kosher to me. That's like a neder saying, like mechlal lav at the shemayhein. It's not kosher. What do you mean to say? It should be yasa to you. You make it to be a neder. For loy doch, it's not clean. What then? It's osir. Tor, same thing. Loy tor. You mean to say what? That it's tamei. Now, if you say your food should be v'tamei, or else noiser, or pigul osir, all these are l'shoynes of making a neder. All these things you mean to make yenim's food, that food osir on you. What about somebody says kimra? I want this food now to be like a sheep, which usually mean a korban. The Ran is all the way down on the bottom on yudalef and aleph. Kimra, kisesha korban. To stam the dorim lahachmir. Stam, he meant to say this food should be like a sheep, means like a korban. Or else kedirim. Kedirim also, Iran says, kukabona shebedirim. You want this food to be like a korban in your corral. Or else ketzim. You want this food to be like the wood, the stam of the marocha, that Iran says. Ketzim kishnei gizreitzim. Like the two woods you put for the marocha, which has a din hegdish on it. So the kids, you want this food to be like hegdish. Or else kishim, you want it to be like the fire on the mizbeach. Or else kimizbeach, you want this food to be like the mizbeach. Or else kehechel, like the kodesh. Or else kirishalayim. In such a case, all these cases are mishnahs, is nodab, or else weiter, nodab yechud mikol mishamshir mizbeach. You make a neder that this bread should be offered to you, like anything you use on the mizbeach. Afal pish lehiska korban, even though you didn't say clearly this bread should be like a korban, hareiz a neder a korban. All these lashonos are also lashonos that you mean a korban. All these things when you said kikas ze osrolai, kimra, kedirim, ketsim, kishim, you meant to say it should be also to you like a korban. We have Yehudi Weimer, Hoimer Yerushalayim, lo yom haklum. If you don't say ku Yerushalayim with a chof, you just say kikas ze Yerushalayim, that's lo yom haklum. Mishum lo yom haki Yerushalayim, you have to say it should be like Yerushalayim. Just to say this bread is Yerushalayim, that means nothing. Now the Gemara says, Savrua, we thought like this. My lachulin, when a person says that lach